Chapter 4. Another birthday present. Jennifer felt very sorry for Wendy. The girl's hands were shaking, and she was trying not to cry. Jennifer went and sat next to her and put her arm round her. So what happened after the party on Thursday night, when the police took you away? She asked quietly.
Oh, it was terrible, Wendy said. They took the earrings from me, of course, and they asked a lot of questions. I told them that the earrings were a present from Kelly, and I told them all about the police in Germany. But they didn't believe me. They told me to go to the office on Friday and not to say anything to anybody. And they wanted to talk to Richard.
Wendy turned to Jennifer.
What am I going to do? She asked. Why didn't the police believe me? Haven't the German police talked to them? And where's Richard? I can't find him.
She began to cry quietly. Jennifer stood up. We must phone the police in Germany, she said. I'll talk to that policeman, Barrett, who came to see me last night, and... Just then there was a knock on the door. Jennifer went to the door and called out. Who is it?
It's me, Richard,
came Richard's excited voice. Jennifer opened the door quickly. Beside Richard, there were two policemen, Barrett and another taller man.
Everything's okay, Richard said happily.
He turned to the two policemen and smiled.
And you're not going to lock me up, are you?
I'm very pleased to hear that, said Jennifer.
But what's going on? Can somebody please explain?
They all went into the sitting room, and Wendy jumped up. She looked at the policeman, and her face went white. Everybody began talking at once, and Richard put his arms round Wendy. The tall policeman laughed and turned to Jennifer.
My name is Edwards, he said. I'm sorry about Barrett's visit to you last night, but we didn't know about Richard and Wendy then. I talked to the Frankfurt police an hour ago. We already knew about the stolen jewellery in Germany, of course, and we were watching Kelly. But they didn't tell us that they caught the German thieves last weekend, or about their little plan with Richard and Wendy. They wanted to keep it very secret. They were afraid that Kelly would hear about it. But we know now, and everything's all right.
But what about Kelly? Cried Wendy. And the egg boxes?
Barrett smiled. You'll have to find a new boss. Kelly is going to be in prison for a long time. We got him this morning. But it's Richard's story. He's been very helpful to us. He can tell you all about it.
The two policemen left, and Jennifer turned to her young brother. He was sitting with his arm round Wendy, and her face was now bright and happy.
Well, Jennifer said, start talking, Richard. I've told Jennifer all about last week, Wendy explained, and she was in Maxim's on Thursday night. But what happened this morning?
Richard laughed. When I looked in Kelly's office last Wednesday, I found that letter about the eggs. You remember, Wendy?
Well, the German policeman told us to do nothing, but I wanted the British police to catch Kelly. Perhaps they were watching Kelly carefully, but I wanted to be sure. So, early this morning, I went to the police station and told them about the letter. They were not very friendly, and they kept me in the police station. But they went to Kelly's house at 11 o'clock. They found Kelly there, and two other men, who were buying the stolen jewellery from Kelly. So they brought Kelly and the two other men into the police station, and the egg boxes, of course. Kelly was very angry, and told the police that Wendy and I were the thieves. I told Barrett and Edwards about the German policeman's plan again and again, and in the end they telephoned Germany and talked to the inspector in Frankfurt. He explained everything. So here we are. Richard laughed again, happily. He put his hands in his pockets. And here's £20 for my big sister, and a little birthday present for my favourite girl. Jennifer looked at him. She suddenly felt very happy about her brother. You can keep the money, she said. It's not important. But I only gave it to you on Thursday night, she said. How? I've got a new job, said Richard. Started yesterday, and this time I'm not working for a jewellery thief. Wendy opened her present and laughed for the first time that day. Oh, look, she said. It's some gold earrings. They're lovely. Richard laughed too. They're only small earrings, Wendy. But I can tell you this, they did not come from Frankfurt in an egg box.